Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
It's been a little while since I've spoken to you all, but I think one of the best things that I have done, and I have tried to move with the spirit of Yahweh for all these years. Amen. Every decision that I have made, I wanted it to be in accordance to the spirit of God and the word of God. Amen. And I think one of the best decisions that I made right on time, like I have always tried to do, was the decision to turn this ministry over to Pastor Tom. That was a great decision on my part. Last week, as I sat and watched all of the young people praising Yahweh, it made my heart glad to see the people praising and loving God like they should love Him. And so, we've just gotten back from a trip to Mississippi, my home state. I was born in the state of Mississippi, and Yahweh had said to me when I began to pastor that the first churches that I would found would be in Mississippi, where I'm from, and in Virginia, where my wife is from. And it happened exactly like that. We established our first churches in Mississippi and in Virginia. And our churches are growing. Our churches are exploding. Bishop Mitchell is in the process of purchasing a new facility for the church there it won't be in Virginia any longer. It'll be in Maryland. Virginia, Maryland, you can't tell when you cross from Washington, D.C. You can't tell when you cross from one to the other. So Yahweh is blessing us. We are the vanguard of spreading the news that our Savior's name is Yeshua. We are the vanguard in doing that. And all of these churches are Yahweh's plan of getting that done. Amen. And so today I'm just going to talk to you, if you all don't mind being talked to. You know, in this day and age, folks don't like for you to talk to them. Well, especially if you're going to talk to them and tell them something. But I hope that you will open up your hearts and let me talk to you today. Because we are entering and really is in some difficult times. And I'm not talking about difficult times financially or things like that. I'm talking about difficult spiritual times. If you have noticed, things are changing very fast and many times in the wrong direction. And we are human beings. How many of you are human? Amen. We are human beings, and we are subject to the same things that every other human being is subject to. And sometimes we can just sort of begin to be drained. How many know I'm talking about? Things go on and on, and then we just feel we become less enthusiastic after some years, and we need a charge to remind us who we are and what our mission is. One of the things that will cause us to be drained is time. Doing something over a period of time. Yeah, I've lived a long time in regards to some of you. And sometimes the trials of life, things happen that sort of draw down your strength and your enthusiasm because you're human. Sometimes it's disappointments. Somebody disappoints us. Sometimes it's death. People die that we love. And that tends to draw our strength. Sometimes we don't realize how much people are connected to us in regards to our strength until they are disconnected from us and we realize what an awesome thing has happened in our lives. And since the founding of this church in 1978, I have seen a lot of people go on to be with the Lord. And sometimes we were working hard and moving forward, and then someone we love. Sometimes it's in God and personal in the sense to our personal mates, and then that draws us down again. I think the greatest hit I had in my life is when my wife went on to be with Yeshua, and even though she was sick many years, but when she was totally disconnected from me, it took my strength, and it took time for me to recuperate. It took time for me to reassess what I was doing and reassess my situation in God and begin to move again in a positive way and in a definite way. Sometimes what draws us down is division. Some people we love go into division and leave the church. Sometimes it's simply backsliding. Someone just we love, we thought was in God, we thought was totally tied in, and they one day turn their back on God. These disappointing times will sort of pull us down and make us tend to forget what propelled us in the beginning to great victories. When we first began, we kind of forget that part and forget what that was that sort of took us and made us super people in God. That we would climb any mountain. We would go through any valley. We would walk through any fire for him. And sometimes we kind of forget that. We forget we have been promised all that we need. And all of a sudden we are saying, oh, you know, look like God don't love me no more. Look like this is happening in my life. And so I want to encourage you today, because there's some great things on the horizon for Christians Community Center Churches International 4C. And there's some great things on the horizon for 3CLA, which are you. Amen. Don't give up now, because you're not feeling like things are going your way. Don't give up because you're feeling weak and you're feeling like, where is the energy that I had in the beginning? Remember, Yahweh's still on the throne. Hallelujah. He's still God. Yeshua is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And he wants to help us. He's promised to help us. He said, I'd take you by your right hand, and I'd say unto you, be not afraid, for I'm your God. I will help you. I'll help you. So I want to remind us of the promises. And all the promises of Yahweh is yea and amen. Amen. All the promises. I want to remind you again that what all the promises that Yahweh has made is yea and amen. It will come to pass. Hold on. Be strong. Don't be weak. For Yahweh is your God. So I'm going to read to you from Devarim, the 28th chapter. And I'm just going to remind you. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, if thou shalt shamoa tishma, hear intensely the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim. Why would Yahweh say, if you will listen or hear intensely my voice? Because there is hearing and there is hearing. Amen. You can sit here and hear something, but it makes no impact on you or your life. And then you can truly hear, and it actually makes an impact on your life. So he said he wanted you to hear intently. See, we're in the mechanized age. We're in the computer age. We're in the age of instant information. So some of us, we can't even come into church and serve God without our phones messing with them. We got to hear the instant information, right? There might be something we miss that somebody sent us over the text, over the email. And so we are continually fumbling with this little device that says a lot of stuff, but really says nothing of importance. So Yahweh says, I want to do something for you, but you have to listen intensively to my voice. My voice should make an impact in your lives. I want you to listen to this. And it shall come to pass. That means come to pass for you. If you will shamoa tishma, listen intently to the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, or Yahweh thy God, and observe, shamar, meaning you listen and you watch yourself to make sure that you do what you heard. You're not hearing just to hear. You are hearing with the intention of doing. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you hear to do. Amen. Observe Shamar and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy Elohim will set thee on high above all people of the earth. Goy means people. We make it nations because it seems to encompass. But see, God was not talking to nations. He was talking to people. It doesn't matter what your ethnic makeup might be. You are still people of the earth. We get so involved in who we are ethnically that we forget God did not make ethnics. He made people. And I'll set you on high above all the people of the earth. Now, goy can be translated nation because there's no other word, or it can be translated people. But Yahweh here is talking about people. So now listen. If you will listen intently to my word with the mind to do it, God, Yahweh will set you on high above all people of the earth. Now today I'm not going to be able to really explain everything there is to explain because you can't do that in one message. But I am writing another series of lessons that's going to deal with what I'm going to talk about today. And it'll get more in depth. Some of you who have been in the Sunday school classes and who have been enjoying what Yahweh has given me in those lessons, it is blessing your life. Amen. He will set you on high. Do you want to be on high? Do you want to be above and not beneath? Huh? Do you want to be above and not beneath? But some of us are living beneath. And there's a reason for that. And we will find out what that was, what that is. Second verse. And all these blessings. And all these what? Blessing. Repeat after me. And all these blessings. If you will listen intently with a mind to do my word, all these blessings. You don't have to do anything else. Just do my word. You don't have to pray for them. You don't have to fast for. But if you will hear my word intently, intensively, and just listen with all your might so that you might what? Do it. All these blessings. Oh, God. Help me, Lord. Oh, God, help me. Oh, you're down on your knee. You can't pray for this. You can't pray yourself out of disobedience. You got to walk out of disobedience. Oh, I'm going on a 3-day fast. I want God to do something for me. It's already been done. all these blessings, watch this, shall come on thee and overtake thee. If you listen to God's word, you can't outrun the blessing. Huh? You don't run after the blessing. The blessing gets so many, you can just keep on running. The blessing gonna catch you and fall on you no matter where you are. We so busy running, trying to find the blessings, but we fail to do what the word said. We think the word don't mean anything sometimes. And all these blessings shall come up on thee and over what? Take thee, if you will listen intently and observe to do. And so he put it in one word. Come upon thee and overtake thee, if you will hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Elohim. All these blessings, we'll read some of them. But get it in your psyche today. We have been taught that the way we get blessings is to pray. Now, I'm not saying you don't pray, but there are other things you ought to pray about other than being blessed. Oh, you understand what I'm trying to say? Amen. You ought to pray that you will be able to influence more souls in the kingdom. Huh? You ought to pray for your relatives to be saved. You ought to pray for those outside of the church to be healed. There's a lot to pray about, but there's no prayer that will bring you blessings. Boy, I just turned over your little red wagon, didn't I? If you are hearkening, all these blessings is yours, my friend. All these blessings have already been given. They are already here, waiting for you to become obedient. The only thing that's stopping the blessing is your disobedience, your casual way in which you are approaching the word of Yahweh, as if it is any kind of word. Bless, 13th verse, 3rd verse. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Hallelujah. It didn't say some special place in the city. It said where? In the city. In South Central Los Angeles. Amen. In the project. Amen. In Beverly Hills, in Anaheim, out in Palos Verdes, up in San Francisco, over in Oakland, hallelujah, in the ghettos of Chicago, wherever you are, you're going to be blessed. You live in the city, my friend, the city don't stop the blessings of Yahweh. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Now, none of you know what the fields are. You're not in the field. But look at it in the way of fields produced a living for farmers. So wherever you are, that you are working to produce a living, that's your field. Amen. You're blessed. When time for promotion come, you're blessed. Amen. You get the promotion. Now, don't get mad if you haven't been getting it. Just make up your mind that you're going to start really listening intently into the word of Yahweh and do it. Amen. Because you're blessed. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be where? In the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Thy children will be blessed. Amen. If you're doing the right thing, you're listening to Yahweh's word, you're trying to walk by in Yahweh's word, your children will be blessed. And if they're not blessed right now, don't give up, because the promises of Yahweh is yea and amen. I waited a long time for one of my sons. God knows. I prayed on top of the mountain, prayed in the valley, prayed everywhere I went. But that didn't help. The thing that helped is that I was doing God's word. And his word is yea and amen. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle. You know, you might not have no cattle, but there's something that you're involved in. It'll be blessed. And the increase of thy kine, the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Your basket is wherever you will. Anywhere you got something in. That's your basket. Amen. And your store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou cometh in. And when thou what? Goeth out. Yahweh shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Not only are we blessed as far as goods are concerned, as far as having enough, as far as our work, as far as our lives, our family, we are blessed. But we are blessed in other ways also. I hear so many people say, and it got so prevalent that we had a saying, the devil made me do it. Y'all heard that saying? Amen. The devil made me do it. Well, I want us to look at Luke 10:19. I know I'm not going to get far on this message, but that's okay. Wherever I get, I can stop. And I can start over again next time. And let's just start at the 18th verse. And he said unto them, behold, Satan, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. See, they were saying that even evil spirits are subject to me. Now, you know, you all would say demons. But there is no such word. It's evil spirits. They would say evil spirits are subject to me. He says, that's no big deal. For I saw Satan because I was there. I'm the one that put a foot to him. I saw him fall like lightning from heaven. What do you think he's saying? He said, Satan don't have any more power over you. I took the power from him and booted him out of heaven. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, Satan has no more power over me. You stop telling the people the devil made you do it. The devil can't make you do nothing if you're walking with Yahweh in Yeshua. Behold, I give unto you the power. See, that's a definite, the definite article is not there, but the definite article is there in the intent. Behold, you see, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, the same, you know, same sentence. Behold, or the same paragraph. Behold, I give unto you that power. What power? The power that he had. He had the power, and I took the power from him, and I kicked him out of heaven. Now that same power I'm going to give to you. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I got the power. I got the power. I got the power. Running. I heard people say, I'm running from the devil. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Running from a little mouse. Because you got the power. Now, that doesn't mean Satan don't have power over the world. People of the world. But Yeshua said, that power I'm giving to who? I'm giving to you. We need to be, the reason I want to teach you, you need to understand some things. Behold, I give unto you the power to tread on Nahashim, the enchanter. Some would call him a serpent. Others would call him a devil. Other folks call him Lucifer. But he's Nahashim. He's the evil enchanter. You know what enchanter means? He started messing with you and get you all, get your focus on him and get your focus on what is. So he's moving and you move. He has enchanted you. Amen. And he enchants a lot of people. Oh, yeah. He'll get you to thinking something, and he'll have your head moving back and forth, and you going somewhere where you ain't got no business going. To tread on Nahashim and over Akka, and Akka Rebeem. That means wicked and malicious spirits. Satan has at his disposal wicked and malicious spirits. They don't have to have a reason to hurt folks because they are just wicked and malicious. And they want to get at you. But the only way they can is that you're in the wrong area. Because you didn't hear the word and do it. See, that's that Yeshua said, heaven and earth will fall away before one jot or one tittle falls from the word. Now listen to me. Something you think not important, but they are very what? Important. So you must do what you hear, no matter how small it seems. Because all of the word is what? Important. And over all the power of Akaribim, and nothing. Somebody say nothing. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. I said nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing shall by any means hurt you. If, it's conditional now, if you listen intently with a mind to do God's word, God will set you on high above all people and all evil spirits around about you, and nothing they can do that can hurt you. Now, either that's true, or it's the biggest lie ever been told. Now, when you look at it, you might say it can't be true because my life is in shambles. The devil, not only did he knock me down, he stumped me. You better go back and begin to question how you are listening and how you have fixed in your heart to do Yahweh's word. There's some small things maybe you missed. You didn't think was important. You thought it was okay to hate Lucy because Lucy did so much evil to you. But the word of Yahweh said to you, forgive them. But you say, how can I forgive her? You don't know what she did to me. See, you missed out. Now Satan can come in and do something to you. Huh? Because you hate him. And Yahweh told you not to do that. He said for you to love. He said for you to forgive. Right? Forgiving don't mean you say keep on doing what you're doing. That has nothing to do with forgiving. If I forgive you and you keep on doing what you're doing, that's not my problem. I forgave you. And if I don't forgive you, you're going to keep on doing what you're doing anyway. So I'm getting this off me and putting it where it belongs, on you. So not only are we blessed as the people of Yahweh, the blessings has already been given, but we also are not subject to Satan or Nahashim or Akar Rabim. They can't hurt us. They have no power over us. So we are doubly blessed. We are blessed naturally, and we are blessed spiritually. We're the only people in this universe that Satan cannot touch. Amen. If we do what the word says. We're a special group of people, my friend. We are the sons and daughters of Yahweh in Yeshua. We are a new race of human beings. Did you all know that? We are a new race. For if any man or any woman be it Messiah or Yeshua, they are new creatures. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are a separate group, a different nation. We are royal priesthood. Hallelujah. But now we are talking about blessing. Now the blessings was predicated, a conditional. When I say predicated, I mean conditioned upon the word. Got it? Upon the word. The word is the main idea. The blessings is even not the main idea. The main idea is the voice of Yahweh, the word of God. The blessing is a secondary, auxiliary, but the word is the main thing. You might say to me, this must be a mystery. A mystery is only a mystery when you don't know the end. Am I right or wrong? But we know the end of this thing. Amen. I only got a few more minutes. I'm not going to get nearly finished. Let's go to Romans 10. Let's figure this out. What is this blessing that we can have here? Romans 10:6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh not on this wise. Now look, speaketh what? Not on this wise. So what he is about to say is not what faith says. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? And then parenthesis says, to bring Christ down from above. Now, parentheses indicate that this was not in the original text. This is an addition for a better understanding. Who shall ascend unto the heavens? And parenthesis said, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? Parenthesis says, that is to bring up Mashiach again from the dead. But what saith it? So he says, but then if it don't say that, what does it say? Did you understand it that way? If it don't say that, what does it say? See, if you were messing with your phone, you missed that. Or if you were cooking your collard greens while you were sitting in your seat, you missed that. Or if you were thinking about your girlfriend, you missed that. In fact, if your girlfriend is not in here, she probably is not the right girl anyway. And that go for boyfriends too. So we got to go out and get us one. We don't care if we get them from the nightclub or even from the street. But what saith it? The word. Somebody say with me, the word. What does it say? It says the word. What does it say if it doesn't say all of that other stuff? Who shall ascend? Who shall descend? It says the word. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's the word. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. The word of faith is not your word. The word of faith is not you saying something in your own mind. But the word of faith is the word that you get out of the word of Yahweh and apply that to whatever you want. That's the word of faith. Faith is not something you generate by yourself. Faith is something that's generated from the word. I believe because I believe. I'm going to stand hard on my belief. Don't mean nothing except your belief is rooted and grounded in the word. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. You got to say it, friend. You got to say the word. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Yahushua, and shall believe in thine heart that Yahweh has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the what? The mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, when we hear the word salvation, we immediately think it's talking about going to heaven. But the word yashav is salvation. It's translated salvation. And that means being saved from danger, being saved from anything. So when the Bible talks about being saved, it doesn't mean just to go to heaven. You are saved from the bad stuff here too. Amen. So this is not just talking about heaven. How do you know, Apostle? Look at Devarim 30. Because the Apostle didn't get this out of his mind. Devarim 30. Now listen to this intently. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, is not hidden from thee. Amen. And the Hebrew word is pala, and that actually means is not too hard for you to do. See, what God asks you to do is not hard. I know you say a lot of times, this is so hard. It's not hard for you to do. So he said, the commandment which I command thee this day is not hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven. It is where? Not in heaven. Stop praying for it. It is not where? In heaven, stop praying for it. You won't get it by prayer because it's not where? It's not in heaven. Wow. Boy, you thought everything was in heaven, didn't you? But it's not in heaven. That's what the word of Yahweh said. It is not where? It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we might hear it and do it. Lord, show me, Lord. Oh, show me the way. It's not in heaven. Isn't it strange? We pray for stuff that is not there. It is not in heaven. Who shall go up to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea. We don't have to go to a special meeting over in Israel to find it. Amen. We don't have to go up to New York where our Bishop J.J. is having a meeting, and they say at Bishop J.J. meeting, God is there. Well, it's not over the seas. It is not in New York. It is not in Chicago. That thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? But the what? But the what? But the what? The word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest what? That thou mayest asa, the Hebrew said. You know what asa means? Work it. You didn't know that, did you? Asa means that you may what? Work it. That you may put that word to work. It's not that you may let somebody else or have God do it. That you may what? That you may work it. Oh, Apostle, you mean I can put the word to work? Yep, exactly what I mean. That you can put the word to work. Quickly. Ephesians. I'm running now. So if you can't run as fast as me, you're in deep trouble. Because I have to get this done. Ephesians 6:17. Because it's up to you, my friend. It's not in heaven. It's not over the sea. But it's in your mouth and in your heart. 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The only offensive weapon you have is the word of your God. Take the word, which is the sword of the what? The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, has nothing to work with in your life if you don't put the word there. Because the word is the sword of the what? Of the Spirit. You ain't got no word. You ain't got no sword. And if you don't have no sword, you're in deep trouble. Amen. Because you out there naked. Now I'm going to have to skip over a little bit of stuff. So I'm going to just take you to Mark 11:20. And I'm winding down now. I know you all are anticipating me leaving you alone. But if I leave you alone, you ain't going to do too well. Let me set it up and then I'll just read one verse. Yeshua and his disciples was going into Jerusalem, and Yeshua spotted a fig tree. And the fig tree had on it all these leaves. And when a fig tree has leaves on it, it's an indication that it has figs. So Yeshua went to the fig tree, intended to pick a few figs. And when he got to the fig tree, there was no figs on the tree. Is some of your life like that? He come looking for some fruit, and there ain't no fruit there. And so Yeshua looked at the tree and says, because you lied, because you played the hypocrite, I curse you from the root. And walked on away. His disciples followed him. The next day, they were all coming out of Jerusalem by the same way, and they passed a fig tree. And the fig tree was dead. And so his disciples said, Lord, the fig tree you cursed yesterday is dead today. And this is what Yeshua said. 22nd verse. And Yeshua answered, said unto them, Have faith in Yahweh. He didn't say that. The correct translation, have the faith of Yahweh. See, you can only have the faith of Yahweh if you have the word of Yahweh. Because faith cometh by and hearing by the word. He says, have faith. Have the faith of Yahweh. And then he went on to say in the 23rd verse, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Now, it doesn't mean you can say anything. But whatever the word of Yahweh promised you, you can say it. You can command that it be so. And it is so. And I know that's some strongholds that's in your life. Now, I want to warn you that I've skipped over several scriptures, and so I'm now in the home stretch. So it won't be as exciting as it could have been for you. But I know there's some strongholds. Some of you have some strongholds in your life. Some things that you can't seem to get rid of. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Look, I've had some strongholds in my life. Things that you want to get rid of, but it almost seems impossible for you to rid yourself of that stronghold. What do you do? Jeremiah 23. And that you'll be able to tell that I have skipped over a lot, but that's okay. Because when this is going to be in lesson form in a few months, and you'll be taught it in Sunday school. 29th verse. Is not my word like as a fire? See, there's some thing that can be taken care of by a fire. In other words, it's not that strong in your life. You just put some word to it, and that word, like a fire, burns it up. And you're free. But there's something you need something else for. Is not my word like a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer? See, there's something, it's like a rock. You can't burn it up. You can set it on fire, and when the fire's over, it's still there. How many know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. You prayed and you put the word on it, but the next day you looked around, you felt pretty good while the fire was burning. But the next day you looked around and the rock was still there. He said, and not my word like a hammer that breaketh the rocks to pieces. Other words, we were taught. You only have to say it one time. No, he said it's like a hammer. See, that thing that's a stronghold in your life, you just keep putting the hammer on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wham! Wham! In the name of Yeshua. He said it'll break it what? It'll break it to pieces. You say, I'm weak. But Yoel say, let the weak say what? Put the hammer on the weakness. You say, I look like I'm defeated. But the word said, you're more than a conqueror. Put the hammer on that defeat. You say, I can't do this. But the word said, I can do all things through him who loved me. Put the hammer on it. Hallelujah. You say, I'm broke. But the word said, Yahweh will open the windows of heaven unto you and pour you out blessings. That you won't have room to contain. Put the hammer on it. You say, I'm sick. But the word said, with his stripes, I am healed. Put the word on the cancer. Put the hammer on the cancer. Father Yahweh, we come to you in the blessed name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for all you have done. We thank you for all you have given us. We are more than conquerors. We are healed. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. And the victory is in our mouths and in our hearts. We thank you. We give you the glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen. There may be someone here, bow your heads. There may be someone here that you're not saved. Of your heart.